Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello? It's so dark. I can't.
Ow!
Over here.
Is someone there?
I said, over here!
Thank goodness! Are you okay?
I'm not hurt, I think.
Don't try to move. There's blood on your face.
Who are you?
It's all right. The cut's not deep. I reckon you must have hit it.
I'm not hurt. I asked you a question. Who are you?
I don't know. I was kind of hoping you'd be able to tell me. Oh, Captain!
Captain?
It's on your name badge. Captain Destiny Gray. I don't seem to have one, but we're wearing the same kind of jumpsuit. Am I part of your crew?
I've no idea who you are.
Where are we? Curved walls, not much light, but the heat, it's stifling.
Stop babbling. I want some answers from you, girl.
There's no need for the gun.
I was on the floor, unconscious. You said I'd been hit.
I meant you must have hit your head. On one of those girders, maybe. It's okay. I'm scared, too.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, well, you're on the right side of the gun. Captain, please. Two people with amnesia. That's more than a coincidence, don't you think? Can't we assume we're on the same side?
I'm assuming... What was that? Sounded like it came from...
Down there. Shall we go and see?
You first.
Oh, I just don't understand it, Mr. Stone.
All right, Arnold, let's start again. We're in some kind of control room. Nothing's working, though. Circuits are all burned out.
Do you think there could be other people here?
I don't know. What do you suppose this central console's for?
You're the science officer, you tell me. I'm just a cadet. It says so on my... Here. Maybe we're on some kind of ship.
Yeah, good thinking, lad. In which case this wheel could be for...
Navigation.
Navigation, right. Memory's a funny thing, you know. The slightest thing can set it off. Sight, smell.
All I can smell is burnt plastic. Oh, it's stupid. I can remember these are monolinear computers, but as for what this place is or who we are...
One thing at a time, lad, one thing at a time. These cables here, all knotted together.
I suppose they could be power lines.
My thoughts exactly. If we can get this place powered up properly, we'll be a step nearer to finding out who we are, yes?
Yes, sir!
There's someone behind this... I don't know, what's the word?
Bulkhead.
Yeah, bulkhead. Guess we turn this wheel to open it.
No. Wait. Whoever it is in there might have been sealed up on purpose.
What? You think they might be dangerous?
I can't hear you, you know. Let me out of here, please.
He doesn't sound so dangerous.
You were right. Two of us with amnesia is quite a coincidence. What if it's a deliberate attack?
So now we're on the same side?
What if he did this to us?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Think.
What's he saying?
Listen.
Try to remember something, anything.
Don't you get it? He's got no memories either. He's the same as us.
All right. Open it slowly. I'll cover you.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you?
I wish I knew.
There's a lot of it about.
Why were you behind the bulkhead?
I don't remember. Destiny.
Captain Gray to you. Come here. Slowly.
What is he wearing?
It's no kind of uniform, that's for sure.
Well, it is a rather less drab outfit than yours, I must admit.
I just thought... Could this be a prison?
What for? Clowns?
Now let's take a look round, shall we? Oxygen ducts, coolant pipes, curved metal walls with reinforced rivets to protect against pressure from above. And this heat. Obvious, really.
You know where we are?
I'd say we were miles underground. Wouldn't you, Captain?
Oh! Mind those girders!
Oh, yes. Thank you.
cables all seem to meet here. At this hub. Hey, they're labeled.
Show me. Sensors, navigation, thrusters, you know what this means?
We are on a ship.
Ah!
Hold up. I think I heard something.
Keep going, you two.
Well, we'd go a lot quicker if only we had more light.
Ah, yes, of course. One moment.
What are you up to now?
I went through my pockets before you found me. Somewhere in here I found... Ah, ha, ha. Let there be light.
A torch. Well, at least we won't have to worry about these girders anymore.
What else have you got there?
Oh, all sorts. Ball of string, spare buttons. Oh, and this.
A toy mouse.
Well, perhaps I have a cat.
Empty them out.
What for?
Hidden weapons. Girl, hold the torch.
If I must. But I don't see how much harm I can do you with... a half-eaten apple. Hold that, will you?
Ugh.
A paperback book. A small paper bag containing... confectionery. Or... Hello? What is this?
A circuit.
Disconnected. Burned out. What's it for?
I don't know. Which part of I've lost my memory are you not comprehending? I can no sooner tell you why this is in my pocket than I can tell you why I would choose to carry around a copy of,
Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne.
What?
Oh, the power's come on.
Indeed. Ah. Well, at least we can see one another properly.
Oh, wow. Your face.
What about it? Ooh. Ah, tender.
Well, you didn't get that from a girder.
Those are knuckle marks. Somebody hit you.
Hit me?
Yeah, can't imagine why.
Can you feel that?
Some sort of vibration under the floor.
It's getting stronger.
Get away from those pipes, both of you, quickly! Pressure's increasing. Well, don't just stand there! Come on!
Like the room spinning, Mr. Stone.
I don't like this, lad. We need to shut down that hub again. Spanner! Spanner!
Here!
Through here, Captain. Yeah, you two, whatever your name is.
Just call me Mystery Woman, huh?
Come on, help me seal the door!
Now, let's hope we're safe in here.
We should be.
Oh! Oh!
That's a blast shield.
I'm Captain Gray, and who might you be?
I'm Greg Stone, science officer.
And your friend is...
Cadet Arnold McAllister. Does this mean you're not in charge anymore, Mr. Stone?
Thank you.
Are you the ones that fixed the power?
Well, you call this fixed? Sensors, navigation, and thrusters.
We're in a ship, then.
Or some kind of vessel, certainly.
I managed to get power back to the hub, but...
Yes, it's not controlled from here, is it? It must be controlled from...
Oh, there's a control room through there.
Is there now?
Wait! Come back! Cadet, remain here with this woman. I've not been able to ascertain her identity yet.
Surely you don't still think... Oh, what's the use?
Officer Stone, with me.
Looks like it's just you and me now.
I guess.
You! Get away from those controls!
Ah, at last! This navigational wheel appears to be spinning out of control. I can't seem to stop it!
Stone, help me grab it!
Stone! All right, so forget the wheel. Let's try shutting those thrusters down instead, huh?
How?
Well, look over all of the consoles. One of them must control the drive system.
Shields?
Try the next one.
Ship schematics.
Interesting, but no. Next.
Communications?
Drive systems, it's here!
Right, pull the lever! Pull the lever then! I thought you were a science officer!
Yes, but not a helmsman.
Pull it!
It's not working!
Destiny, help me open this panel.
What are you going to do?
Well, bypass the controls, obviously. Blue wire, red wire, pink, purple and green wires.
You know which one to pull?
Not a clue. Any idea, Mr. Stone?
None whatsoever.
In which case, I'll just have to pull them all.
No! Don't! Ah!
Slowing.
Yeah. Good job we kept our heads, don't you think?
Is it me or is it getting hotter? McAllister?
Listen. They did it. We're slowing.
Great.
Call me Arnie, if you like. Not McAllister. How come you don't have a badge?
I must have lost it while I was unconscious. Just my luck, huh? What now?
Perhaps we should join the others.
All I ask, Captain, is that scientific and technical decisions are delegated to your accredited science officer. That is to me, and not to this... whatever this is.
I am not a what, Mr. Stone. I'm a who.
Yes, and it looks like you always were.
Sorry?
The question marks on your collar?
What question? Oh yes. How odd.
Mr. Stone, we have shields. Shields against what?
It's hard to say.
Blast shields, obviously.
Captain!
Well, what can I say? I know a spaceship when I see one.
What happened to underground?
Oh, it's you two. Just keep up as best you can.
Hey, don't talk to her like that.
I was wrong. All right, it's a ship. Rather damaged and not particularly stable ship.
Captain, the shields. According to the display, they're inoperable.
Now, where's the shield generator on that schematic? I'll go and see what I can do.
Again, Captain, that is my job.
Tell me then, Mr. Stone. How exactly does one set about reactivating a shutdown shield generator?
You mean you remember?
No. Do you?
I'm going with you, question marks.
Huh, but...
While I'm gone, McAllister, check the communications array, see if you can work out how to send a distress signal. Stone, try to fix our position. Come on, question marks. I want to keep my eye on you.
Good to see them working together.
Between the cut on her head and the bruise on his face, there's obviously been some altercation. I wonder if they're married.
One moment, Captain.
Why have you got your ear to the wall? Can you hear something?
No. The thing is, I'm still not entirely convinced we're on a spaceship.
You have trouble admitting you're wrong, don't you?
I may not remember exactly who I am, but I'm sure I'm not used to being wrong. There's something solid beyond these walls. The acoustics are all wrong. Delle belle turpando il riposo, Narcisetto e Doncino d'amor.
You really are a strange one.
Yeah, funny the things we can recall. As if there are basic skills and knowledge ingrained within us. I wonder if I'm some kind of opera maestro.
Diva, more like. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, you heard that vibrato.
Not that. Basic skills and knowledge being ingrained.
Well, it's a theory.
I hope so. I don't know how I'm going to save everyone otherwise.
You're not alone, you know.
Really? This badge says I'm the captain. That means it's my responsibility to get us all home, safe. Wherever home is.
Come on. The generator's this way.
I'm getting no joy from here. I'll have to go to the communications room.
Where's that?
According to the schematic, down the corridor and up a bit.
Damn it! I can't get anything on this.
Don't leave me with old Grumpy there.
Sorry. I'll be quick.
What's up, Mr. Stone?
I'm finding only internal sensors. No indication of what's outside. Of course.
Of course what? What's the graph mean?
It's telling me a wave of energy passed through the ship about 20 minutes ago.
What? Is that what wiped our memories?
Well, it can't be a coincidence, can it? Still doesn't tell me what's outside.
I was thinking, if we're in space, why is it so hot?
We could be drifting into a star. If only we could see out.
There's a great metal hatch in the ceiling. For all we know, it's covering a porthole.
Don't you mean a viewport?
I'll just go and see how Arnie's getting on.
Is this it? Question marks.
One shield generator, yes.
Should all that wiring be exposed like that?
Shouldn't think so. Well, look. There are bits of it missing.
Sabotage.
Well, done in a hurry, certainly. Judging by the way these circuits have been left hanging, mindless vandalism.
It wasn't random. These wires have been deliberately cut, see?
Oh, so they have.
And I've seen this kind of circuit before.
You have? Where?
In your pocket.
What?
Have you still got it?
Oh, well, here. I'm sure these things are universal. It could have come from anything.
Then why does your circuit fit perfectly into this recess?
I can't explain.
Even the cut wires match up.
Well, why would I sabotage the shields? And where are the other missing circuits?
I don't know. But whether you remember or not is irrelevant. This mindless vandalism was done by you.
Arnie? Are you there?
Up here.
Hi.
Come to keep me company.
I'm not sure Mr. Stone likes me very much.
Oh, well, I like you.
Any luck?
I've got a channel open, but the screen's just fuzz.
Stone thinks some sort of energy wave might have wiped our memories.
Guess if we work out the cause, we can find the cure.
I hope so. I don't want to be known only as Mystery Woman for the rest of my days. I'd like my old life back now, thanks.
I wonder what we were like in our old lives, our ordinary remembering lives.
Maybe we hated each other.
Or maybe we were...
Were what?
Well, you know... Oh my God.
What is it, Arnie?
By your feet, behind that transmitter column. Don't look!
Why?
Is he dead?
I don't know. I'm not a nurse.
Well, kick him.
Yeah. I know enough to know that's not how you do it. There's no blood. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Poor guy. Whoever he was.
Andrew Jameson, communications officer.
Are you all right?
I guess. I don't know if I've seen a dead body before.
Me neither. It's okay.
No, it's not! What if... what if one of us killed him? Arnie?
Get in there, question marks.
Captain, there is no need to push.
Officer Stone, any news?
As it happens, I found the viewport control.
Viewport? What viewport?
That viewport up there.
Is that lava?
Red hot magma. Around a ship with no shields. No wonder it's warm in here.
You were right, question marks.
It's no comfort.
Cadet McAllister to control room. Come in, please.
Where's that coming from?
Comms array.
Repeat, McAllister to control room.
Captain Gray receiving. Did you get a signal out, Cadet?
Not yet. There's just static.
No surprise there, with a sea of magma above us.
There's something else. A body. Someone named Jameson. He's dead.
Murdered?
Can't tell.
I don't like the way you're looking at me, Captain.
Guilty conscience? Did he catch you at the shield generator, question marks? Give you that bruise?
So? What? I dragged his body all the way to the communications room, then locked myself behind the bulkhead.
Or maybe the rest of us locked you behind the bulkhead because you killed this Jameson.
Wait here, Stone. Keep an eye on him. I'm going to check on this body.
What was that?
The captain just locked us in here.
No, not that. That. It's coming from over here.
Puddle. Must be a leaky pipe.
Don't touch it! That's not water, it's plastic, molten plastic.
From where?
Look up, Mr. Stone.
The viewport. It's melting.
Well, the shields are down, the magma's getting in.
It's cracking.
Close the hatch, man, hurry!
It's stuck, it won't move!
And we're locked in. Cadet McAllister, Arnie, tell the captain...
Look out above you!
Well, so much for the comms.
What do we do now?
Improvise. Help me free this coolant cut.
What are you going to do? Freeze lava with coolant?
Well, we can clear a path around us at least.
You locked them in there? Destiny!
Leave this to me, girl.
what the alarm was for.
Captain, the viewport's cracked. The magma's about to compromise.
Just get through here, Mr. Stone. Question marks, hurry!
I am hurrying!
What are you doing? You can't shut him in there!
That's molten lava, Captain!
I'm telling you, he doesn't belong here!
Please, Destiny, this isn't fair!
No, question marks! You sabotaged the shield generator!
But if I did, I'm sure I had a reason!
And Jameson, did you have a good reason for shooting him?
What? Please, Captain! We may not remember exactly who we are, but I won't believe that we're inhuman!
I've worked it out! Question marks were found by Jameson, so he shot him. We locked him up and took the gun. This gun!
What? The one you've been carrying? Well, there's no way anyone was shot with that!
You don't know that!
I do, because it isn't a gun!
What?
It's just a tool, a laser pointer. I realized some time ago you're not soldiers, you're scientists. This is a research ship.
Well, I dare say you are studying this magma, which right now I'm studying a little too close for comfort. So if you wouldn't mind...
Open the door, Captain! Now!
Ah! Oh, thank you!
Anytime.
We've lost the control room. What now?
Well, the bulkhead should give us a few minutes.
And then?
Back to the comms room! Hurry!
Mayday! Mayday! Can anyone hear me? Mayday! Mayday! Oh, what's the point?
All of you inside! Arnie!
Oh, thank goodness you're all right.
The alarm's cut out.
Yes. And the lights are fading.
Which means the magma's reached the power cables. We don't have much time, Destiny. Do you still have that component from the shields?
Here.
Well, you got me thinking, Captain. What possible reason could I have had for removing it?
Well,
I think it could be used to create a matter field, a shield around us.
To protect us from the lava?
Well, more than that. Coupled with a communications booster here, it might be possible to transmit everything in that field up to the surface.
Rig up a transmat, you mean?
That's crazy!
Yes, but could it work?
This circuit's heavily charged.
Well, I might be able to bypass the damaged areas.
How?
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, I appear to be possessed of a superior intellect. Stone, help me open that hatch down to the transmitter. Stone? Where has he gone?
He's over...
Oh. He was here a second ago.
He can't have left this room.
Oh, we'll worry about him later. Destiny, with me. I might need your laser pointer.
Arnie, we haven't got much longer. I was wondering, would it be all right to hold me?
Of course.
Captain, pull those cables. I'd have to insert this component between the transmitter and the emergency power cells.
Someone's beaten us to it. Look at this lot.
Well, those are the other shield generator components.
All charred. They're in a worse state than your one.
Well, they're blown. Must have been a power surge in the transmitter coil.
That's where Jameson was found. Did it electrocute him, I wonder?
And wipe our memories in the process. No. The girl?
What is it? What's going on up there?
It's Arnie!
What?
McAllister, he's gone!
Gone? Gone where?
He just...
Well, you left the room.
He disappeared. Vanished.
People don't just vanish.
I tell you he did. He just turned into air. He was in my arms. I felt him go.
First Stone, now McAllister.
The lights.
Oh, that's it. Auxiliary power's gone.
I can see something glowing along that conduit there.
Lava. It's seeping along the vents.
It's getting harder to breathe. Yeah.
Good news at last. Guess I'd rather suffocate than be boiled.
Where did she go?
She just went.
One second she was there, the next.
Destiny, the lava's rising. We have to get out of here.
But...
Up that ladder, now!
Now what?
That was our only chance.
Question marks. Look at the screen. There's a signal.
Hello? Is anyone there?
It's the girl. She must have beamed out. Girl, help us!
Destiny, is that you?
That's not possible.
Doctor, you did it. It's coming through.
Question marks. Look.
Yes. That's me.
How can you be both there and here?
Of course. The evidence was staring us in the face.
What are you talking about?
The failing ship, the butchered shield generator, the blown transmitter coil.
I'm so sorry, Doctor Destiny. As you can see, we already beamed out.
But this is madness! We're still here!
Oh, we are copies. Aren't we, Doctor?
I'm afraid so. Mayfly copies created by an unstable transmat device.
But I'm real! I'm here! I can think, I can feel!
No. We're just partial traces. Echoes.
Question marks! Not you as well!
I'm sorry, Destiny. I didn't believe any of you would last more than a few moments, but then we caught a trace of your signal, which I was able to patch through my TARDIS.
You what? Please, you have to get me out of here!
You're already out of there, Destiny. You, Mr. Stone, Cadet McAllister, all safe and sound.
What about Jameson? Is Jameson there too?
Don't worry. His sacrifice was not in vain.
Sacrifice?
We knew that someone had to stay behind to hit the switch and activate the process. Jameson took it upon himself. He whacked you over the head with a sonic wrench and shoved me behind a sealed bulkhead. We transmatted out of those exact positions, which is why our copies, well...
And the girl?
Perry, you mean. She's with me. We're travelers. My ship materialized aboard your vessel. She was engulfed by lava when your shields failed, causing her displacement system to send her to the surface, leaving the pair of us behind. Not that any of that matters now.
Who are you, question marks?
Your friend.
I'm scared.
I know.
Talk to me, please. I don't want to die. On my own.
I'm not going anywhere, Destiny.
You're travelers, right? You and Perry. Tell me about that. Where did you come from? Where are you going?
Well, not so very long ago, Perry and I were at the 2351 Galaxy Fair. Before that, on the lost planet Sundoza, and before that, at the court of King Henry VIII, would you believe? Destiny? Are you there? Are you receiving me? Destiny?
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, The Doomsday Quatrain.
Rising whiff of artistic and intellectual renaissance. Florence.
But finest fashions, as worn by Catherine de' Medici herself. And may the plague catch me if I tell a lie.
What's the name?
No.
And the Doctor, this is...
Doctor, I can't tell you what a pleasure this is. A Time Lord. A true honor. So gratifying to know our achievements are known even on Gallifrey.
When the river is gone, ships shall sail in the sky. Monsters bring fire from the heavens. All will fall into a grey and endless sea, and doomsday has come.
You are not authorized to renegotiate terms of contract.
Crow spokesbeings' voice patterns exhibiting signs of extreme agitation.
Please! Why are you doing this? Why are you killing us?
Practice. All for
Subscribers get more at bigfinish.com.
I'm Ken Bentley, and I'm the director of Doctor Who Recorded Time.
Well, not so very long ago, Perry and I were at the 2351 Galaxy Fair. Before that, on the lost planet Sundoza, and before that, at the court of King Henry VIII, would you believe?
I don't really know much about the four individual episodes gig, to be fair. They sort of crop up once a year, I think, don't they? There's one a year, and it's shared in rotation by the various doctors. I seem to have done all of them for the last couple of years, I think, because I did 45, which was Sylvester, and then I did Demons of Red Lodge with Peter, and now we're doing Recorded Time with the lovely Mr. Baker.
I'm Nicola Bryant.
And I'm Colin Baker.
Ooh, you look lovely, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, green suits you. Actually, more clothes suits you.
I'm very funny.
As an occasional writer myself, very occasional, I'm torn about these because, on the one hand, all four of them have got really good ideas. And you think, oh, wouldn't it be great if that was expanded to four episodes? And on the other hand, as a writer, you think, it's so much easier to write a one-episoder, because then you don't have to think about getting into perilous situations and out of them and into them again. There's two things fighting each other. To do this occasionally, I think, is very exciting. Mm. But hats off to the writers for allowing a good story to be used up so quickly.
I think it's lovely. I think it's quite exciting. And I like the idea of introducing, you know, giving new writers an opportunity to do something. And I think as a CD, they're four dramatically different stories and four very different styles. And I think in every one of them, I enjoy Perry's role. So that's nice.
And the joy of the short story, of course, is you don't have to keep recapping.
Yes.
Because you're near enough to the event that you're trying
that's
to get the listener to understand, not to have to do it. So you can be kind of compact and linear,
yeah,
so that the character's development is instant and visible, and you can enjoy the interaction between the different characters.
Four episodes, generally, I quite enjoy because, to be perfectly honest with you, they're much easier to schedule than a full-length story, because essentially, you've got we record over 2 days, so you've got half a day per story. So we can we normally record, when we're recording a full-length story over 2 days, we do everything out of sequence, and we try and squeeze different actors in for single days, and so that means you do everything the wrong way round. But with the four short stories like this, it's great because you've got half a day to do a story. You can all sit down, get in the morning, and before lunch you know you've got a story in the bag. And also, because of that, you can generally do them much more sequentially or chronologically than you can the full-length stories. So for everybody involved, it's actually quite effortless.
You don't want us to make any gas mask noises. I was looking forward to that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lovely contrast across the four stories as well, which is always nice. I mean, you find contrast within any story. That's all good storytelling has contrast. But the great thing about doing four short stories is, generally, when they've been selected well, and Alan always makes sure of this, you get good contrast between the stories. So we've got Recorded Time, which is historical, and then we've got Paradox Aside, which is a lovely bit of space opera. More so than the others, certainly. Then we've got A Most Excellent Match, which is a sort of fantasy fiction, and probably more overtly fun than the other three, I'd say, because of that. It'll make sense when you've heard it.
Dr. Smith?
Miss Brown, despite all appearance to the contrary, I have always had the highest regard for your spirit, and many other qualities which are not unattractive. I am here to request your hand in marriage.
In a sense, of course, Pride and Prejudice is a historical novel. It's history. It has almost become part of a world that we know and accept. There was that lovely series on television, Lost in Austin, which I thought was fantastic, which has opened the doors for exploring other ideas like that. And we believe now, we really do believe, that Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet really did exist. And I've met them. I've met Darcy. Is it the Colin Firth version, or is it one of the other versions? Who knows? But, well, it's none of those, in fact. Yeah. It's somebody quite other.
Oh, let's drop the pretense, shall we? I know full well what you are, Mindsmith. So, why don't you start by telling me your real name?
Hmm? See, now that is one I'd love to have had 8 episodes of, that story, because the idea of inhabiting... Well, see, good literature is reality in a way. If we really get immersed in a book, that's a real world while we're reading it, which is, in a sense, why Doctor Who's been so successful, is that it's created that world for thousands of people who listen to these audios and who watch Doctor Who on television, myself included. You know, a good story, you're in there, you're with him. And it's only half an hour after it's finished you realise, oh, it's only pretend, isn't it?
And I do think that with an audio drama, you have to do the work, but the work flows so easily with the right story, doesn't it? You're just there, you can smell it, you can taste it, and there is no budget to the sets and the costumes. You're just immersed into it. And when your mind already has all these wonderful preconceptions about what Jane Austen's world would look like, it's such a rich tapestry that you can start sewing from, that you bring so much to it instantly that you just dive in, don't you? So I was very excited by that one.
The other two stories, the story of the Volsci. I mean, I've always had a great fondness for paradox, and I love the idea of the thing that everyone derided about Time Lash was that going back 2 seconds and popping forward 6 seconds and all that sort of stuff. But that is what Doctor Who should and could be doing an awful lot. The reason it doesn't happen more often, of course, is that you could solve any story instantly by popping back a couple of seconds before the nasty thing happened. So we try and avoid that. But on occasion, it can introduce a wonderful series, almost a Möbius loop of paradoxes that you've got no idea where they're going to end up.
Well, you've always had the highest regard for my spirit.
Ah, yes. You, remember it all?
Every word, Doctor.
It is lovely to have been part of the 100th and to have been part of the 1st. Clearly I'm someone who you have to give a boost to, so you attach me to the ones that need, you know, that people are going to be excited about. I need all the help I can get. 150 is fab.
It's very exciting.
I'm looking forward to the 1,000th.
Yes, absolutely.